Hey, Sam Crowley, welcome back. It's the third show today, December 16th, 2016. It is great to have you inside the Everyday of Saturday Nation, fresh off a 10-day road trip, a few thousand miles. If you're on there with me, any one of those events, it was awesome, wasn't it? Great stuff. Let's talk about the E-word. E-word. We're talking about the last podcast prior to this one, where we're talking about plans. Forget your plans. It's good to have an idea to create momentum, but to have your whole life planned out, to have even the next week planned out, well, you and I both know you could be hit by a bus tomorrow. I mean, things can change, man. Yeah, and you got to be willing to be able to change with them. It's called resiliency. It's bouncing around. There's so much to share. God, I don't even know. I might be able to do 10 shows today. I don't even know. Maybe I'll save some over the weekend. Let me talk about the E word, expectations. Expectations. Oh, if there's been one thing that has killed most people's days, which turned into weeks and months, it's expectation. Expectation is the root of all heartache. Expectation is the root of all heartache. If you go into a project, a relationship, business, athletic, go to the gym, whatever it is, with zero expectation, how can you be disappointed? Like, how could you be disappointed? You know, you go to the gym, you're like, oh, I used to run this. Oh my God. I used to say that. I would say the same thing. Oh, I used to be able to run 8 miles. But, well, you know what? I can't. I'm a fat slob and haven't been to the gym in a month. So, you know, I ain't going to do it anymore. I haven't swum. It hurts to say swum. My sister called me on it. She's an English major in college. And, hey, you're using swam. It's really swum. So I'm going to interchange them. Swam, swum. I haven't swam in over a month now when I was on that big kick because I've been going back to cardio, weightlifting, and things like that. I just wanted to get my strength back. I bet if I went back in the pool today, maybe I will. Maybe I'll jump back in the pool today. I bet if I did, where the most I did, I think, was 100 laps, not consecutive, but I was getting the whole breathing thing down. I bet if I jump back in the pool, my results, because of my expectation, I was doing 60, 70, 80, 100 laps, would be terrible. I bet I would be, if I went in with the expectation of being able to, not being tired, swimming 50, 60 laps, 80 laps, something like that, like I used to, just a month ago, I would consider the workout a waste. Like, oh, that sucked. No. If I jump in a pool with no expectation, like, hey, let's just see where we're at today. You know, it's been a while. I wonder if the muscle memory's there, how far I can go. Be patient, you know, not thinking I could go back and forth and back and forth. I bet I'd have a great workout. And I could take that to running. I could take that to weightlifting, whatever it is. Into business, though. Man, sales is just a lot of people in sales go in with expectations that, well, I better get a sale today. I better make X amount of money today. I'm guilty of it, too. That seems, once you're in the business of selling anything, your intellectual property, whether you're a mortgage broker, a banker, a lawyer, whatever it is, man, you're selling. You're out there. You got to sell your services. And you think, oh, well, the ledger says today I didn't bring in any money, so today was a bad day. Where does your expectation come from? Now, there is a science, so to speak, to sales where it's a numbers game. If over time you've called 100, 500 people, you know, you call 500 leads, those turn into 50 good prospects, which turn into 3 or 4 customers, one of which is a high-paying customer. Let's just say that's the formula that you've used. Well, hey, sometimes you might call 1,500 and those numbers don't bear out. But then in the next 500, boom, 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 sales everywhere. It's because your expectation, it's causing you all the heartache, especially when it comes to people. Oh, man. Wow, wow, wow. Expect more from yourself than from other people. Let me tell you that one. Keep your expectations high on achievement and low on people, okay? Meaning over time, your achievement will be amazing. Why? Just because of those two words I just said, over time. Over time. You know why the achievement won't be high? Is because you quit. Now, I just heard Seth Godin, the great Seth Godin. I was just watching an interview with him. He said, and this is true because I've seen it. I've been on one side and the other side of this equation. 95% of people quit online courses. Now, that could be University of Phoenix, that could be college, that could be buying a how-to webinar for $47 on the internet. 95% of people quit online courses. Why is that? Because learning is hard. Learning is hard. It's not easy. Everybody wants, hey, give me the secret, man. Give me the man. Hey, there is none. You guys and girls buying, for example, network marketing companies. You go in, you start a network marketing company. Why? Because you bought the dream from an individual who's crushing it, who probably failed to tell you or reveal or show you all the nasty, dirty work that goes into that. I don't mean that illegally. I mean all of the late nights, all the early mornings, all the live events they've been to, the years and years of cultivating relationships both in person and online. Then they shoot a 2-minute sizzle video, show you all, you know, the beach house and the nice car and the cash and the money and cash and checks and all that stuff. You're like, oh man, that you're caught up. Shiny, shiny, shiny object. You don't see any of, you see everything on the top of the iceberg, above water. You see none of what's below the water. All of that heartache that they went through. And yeah, they have achievement. Yes, they built the lifestyle, but they stayed in the game. They were part of the 5%. They weren't part of the 95%. They did not quit. All right? And I see it. When I'm speaking at events, it's just so fresh in my mind because this is the best time of year for me, for my business. Why? Because I am in the massive transformation business, all right? I don't blow a bunch of smoke up people's skirts. It gives them tangible, simple patterns that they can follow to achieve success. Why? Because I've done it myself. And I'm always learning. I'm more a student now of the game than I've ever been. And when I hear people, for example, at a live event just recently, as in Orlando, great crowd. People came to the back of the room, as I mentioned earlier in the previous podcast. Always, that's the best part of speaking, is meeting people that are not, you know, we're not on stage. It's just kind of hanging out. Hey, what's up? And they're like, hey, what's the one piece of advice? That, like, how did you break through as a speaker? Like, it's so competitive and there's all these other people that want to be speakers that never even get on a stage. Never gave up. I just expected nothing and I appreciated everything. I expected nothing and I appreciated everything. Example, going to speak in Orlando in 2011 in May, there was 20 people there. Amazing. Oh man, if I could, wow. What the Caribe Royale, I'll never forget it. Caribe Royale, end of April, 2011, 20 people in the room. One of them was a promoter for Peak Potentials, T. Harv Eker's old company, and I've been speaking now. It's New Peaks, but at the time it was Peak Potentials. I've been speaking with them ever since, and I got, quote-unquote, discovered. Why? Because I stayed in the game, paid my own airfare, my own hotel. I was out $1,500. I sold two products. One of them refunded, netted $400, lost, what's the difference, $1,100. Cost me $1,500 to get there. Made $400, lost $1,100, and that wasn't the first time I'd lost over $1,000 paying my own way to speaking gigs, but I never gave up because I knew the statistics were the longer I stayed in the game, the better chance, now nothing's guaranteed, the better chance I had of realizing that this could be a career for me, all right, getting paid to do it. In the meantime, I would coach people and do the podcasting and all those other things that would keep the lights on and put food on the table because I did have intellectual property to offer, to sell, but I'd never cracked the code doing this in front of a live audience, which is what I really wanted to do for a living. So expectations were very low for me in the sense that I just wanted to appreciate the moment. I just wanted to appreciate the fact that I could actually be on a stage. I didn't have to go to a job anymore. Haven't had to go to a job for quite some time. To me, every day that happens, that I don't have to go to a job, to me, every day that I don't have to ask permission to go to the bathroom, to take a late lunch, to leave work early, to go to my kid's recital, that's a good day, man. That is a good day. And no longer do I blame people for disappointing me. I don't do that anymore. I blame myself for expecting too much from them. Does that make sense? Don't go around blaming other people. That's a recipe for disaster. It's the equivalent of drinking poison and waiting for them to die. You're the one that's most affected by it. They're walking around like nothing happened, and you're all mad. Why? Because they disappointed you. Well, no, they didn't. Blame yourself because you expected too much from them. Okay? And I know, hey, people are going to do you wrong. It's not the last time. Here you go. It's not the last time it's going to happen. It happens to me every week. Every single week. Because when you put yourself out there, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to put yourself in a position, rather, to be disappointed. But expect nothing and appreciate everything. Well, that's easy, Sam. Here you go. Here's the counter argument to that. Sam, I'm going broke, man. I need to make the cash register ring. This whole, you know, fuzzy wuzzy stuff, feely good stuff about appreciating everything. Well, here's the thing with that. If you swing hard every time, you're going to connect. You only need to connect one time to make a career lifelong change financially. You got to connect one time, hit a home run. That's it. For me, it was speaking, podcasting, that type of thing. Okay. For you, it might be something completely different. But had I not expected nothing and appreciated everything, when I finally got my break, it would have never happened that way because I would have been too miserable with my expectations being out of whack. I'm not going to Orlando. I almost didn't make that trip. I almost didn't go. What the hell do I want to go lose $1,000 for? So here, set fire to my wallet. But I viewed it as a marketing cost, opportunity to connect. I didn't stay in my hotel room like I used to and not talk to anybody and be antisocial. I put myself out there and boom, it happened. So if you are not in that state of gratitude where you are appreciating it, it's going to shine through. You're going to attract other negative people that are just like you. They're going to be all just full of heartache because their expectations were all whack. It's most people in a job. I expect to be promoted. I expect my boss. Your boss doesn't owe you a damn thing, okay? Your clients, they don't owe you a damn thing. Get out of this where everybody owes you something. Nobody owes you anything. That's it. Nobody owes you anything. You owe it to yourself to be in a better mood because you're going to attract better people into your life, more quality people. You want to hang around people with a 10-cent mindset or a million-dollar mindset? You don't have to have $1 million, literally, to have a million-dollar mindset. I'm telling you, when you make the shift, people in your life, it's going to change right away. I mean right away. Your bank account's going to be reflected of that because you're no longer going to put up with just crap, okay? And you're no longer going to experience heartache because your expectations are going to be, hey, let's do it. Expect nothing. Appreciate everything. This is going to be awesome. Let's rock it out. That's what I do with this podcast. Every day I get emails. Every day. You may be one of them. Send me an email. sam@everydayissaturday.com. You tell me how much this show has impacted your life. That's what keeps me going. Whenever I read an email like that, you have no idea what that does for me. It puts me in a completely different state of mind. And look, I've read those emails on a plane. I've read them in my darkest moments. I've read them sitting next to my daughter in a isolette in the NICU weighing 1 pound, fighting for her life. Okay? I read your emails all the time and your tweets and all of this stuff. That's what keeps me going. That's the currency I need to fuel this podcast. I don't even have a sponsor, as I mentioned last week. I don't even have a sponsor for this show. 2.5 million downloads a year, no sponsor. We'll get to it. Okay, that's cool. But what fuels me, the currency that keeps me going so I can create other products, so I can get on Instagram and Facebook and do all these other live video feeds and get on stage and speak and make money doing that. This is what gets it going for me. I expect nothing. You guys deliver everything back to me, and that's it. It's cool. I don't need you in a $20,000 a year mastermind. I need to know that the message is getting through to you and that you're going to take this and pay it forward. That's all I need. It's good enough. It's good enough for me. And we'll connect, by the way, if you haven't taken advantage of the 6-Pay, the brand new 6-Pay Every Day is Saturday Academy, go to edislive.com. Every Day is Saturday. Just go to EDIS, as in Every Day is Saturday, edislive.com. There's going to be an option here that pops up for 6-Pay, 6 payments of $97. You're in. You're going to get all the bonuses, all the great content. You're going to be inside our private Facebook group. That's all you need. Everybody's got $97, okay? Everybody listening to this show, seriously, I want to see 1,000 new members today from this podcast. Give me a shout out inside the Facebook group. I'm going to give you a shout out back, and together, man, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to make Every Day Saturday. Remember, keep the expectations in check, man. Have fun. Be grateful. I'll see you inside the Every Day Saturday Academy. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.